Radio News Magazine, right here on KPFK 90.7. I'm Steve Pride.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Now, if any of our listeners, or you, Steve, have ever wanted to yell or pound a wall or maybe hide in a corner or, you know, worse, even give up on life, well, we have life coach Isaiah McGee in studio to tell you there is light at the end of the tunnel. And he'll take your phone calls. I can run out of the studio and call myself.
Sometimes that light at the end of the tunnel is just an oncoming train.
Anyways, we're going to take phone calls. Isaiah's going to take phone calls later at 818-985-5735. All right. Listen, now our next guest, Isaiah McGee, is a life coach and is the director of Conscious Life Enterprises, which is an empowerment company that provides support services to empower individuals to live authentically fulfilled lives. Through ACL, Isaiah offers private empowerment coaching, workshops, seminars, writings, and insightful courses that enable emancipation from the conditioning that undermines well-being, purpose, and fulfillment. We have Isaiah in studio here with our Kareem Ferguson to chat with. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ralph. Thank you, Steve. And welcome, Isaiah.
Thank you.
Before we start, listeners out there, you probably will. I hope you do have some questions for Isaiah about life coaching and empowering, making ourselves better. But the phone number, that's what I want to give you before we start talking, is 818-985-5735. So, Isaiah, life coach, what is a life coach? Who is a life coach?
I'll be happy to answer that, but I first must say I am so impressed with the teamwork that goes on around here. You guys just jump on in there whenever somebody needs to jump on in there.
All right. Thank you very much. That's really nice to hear. You want to come back next week?
And that actually segues right into your question. Well, first of all, I use the term empowerment coach as opposed to life coach, and I'll mention why in a minute. But a good life coach, empowerment coach, does just that. They observe, because through observation, then you're able to really meet somebody where they are, as opposed to coming to someone with some kind of rote idea of what it is they should do or what it is they need to do.
Okay. I was thinking about, you know, a question to ask you. You know, there's a conflict sometimes. That's what I was saying. How does one deal with that, you think?
You know, you need to have a point of reference.
Okay.
And if you don't have a point of reference as to your fundamental identity, who you are as a human being, as a person, as a conscious person, if you will, then your sense of self is skewed by whatever your conditioning is. If you don't already have a fundamental point of reference as to who it is that you are, then you will find that that conditioning tends to become the script that you'll enact in your life. And so when I mention a point of reference, what I'm referring to is a sense of yourself that exists before, a sense of self that exists before your racial identity, a sense of self that exists before your gender identity. And that sense of self is that everybody's heart is beating. Something is wanting to live through you. And so that's the point of reference that's very fundamental to everyone. And if you can get a sense of that fundamental identity, then your point of reference is not moved so significantly by the impact of your conditioning based on the societal perspectives of identification.
Okay. Let's jump immediately to a caller's tool, right? Okay, they're saying we have Kent. So, Kent, good evening.
Good evening.
You have a question for Isaiah?
I certainly do. I've been with my partner for quite some time, and what I've done is done lots of observation with him. And my question basically is that I'm trying to help him. He's lacked the way he can express himself. I see him bottle everything up inside. And I try to help him so much express, you know, what's going on with him, but he completely shuts down, and he doesn't have anyone to speak to, not even me, regarding his feelings, his emotions. He doesn't have any way to express himself. He just completely goes quiet.
So what is your concern?
My concern is that I just would like to know if I should push him anymore, or how can I be supportive for him? Because I could see that he lives in pain all the time.
Right. All right, Kent. I'd first ask myself, is what I'm witnessing my perception of what I think he should be, or is what I'm witnessing something that he genuinely himself is struggling with? Because
okay.
You want to ask that question first so that you don't superimpose your idea or a personal idea or a relative idea, I should
uh-huh.
say, of what you think someone needs to do. And quite often, giving someone that kind of freedom to where you accept them unconditionally could be the very thing that brings them out of what it is that you're seeing that is hindering them.
Okay. Well, yeah, generally his reaction, like whenever we have any type of, like anything we need to discuss, he just reacts in a very strange way, and it's hard for on me as well, because I can't get him to express what's going on in his mind. He just
well, you know what, Kent? What I would suggest or encourage
uh-huh.
is to try an approach that is less direct, however, but just as effective, and that is try being a little more unconditional and accepting just as he is, because again, it's amazing what space does for someone.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing what giving someone the opportunity to be okay with being right where they are does profound wonders for someone in terms of allowing them to relax enough to where they can drop their insecurities and move through some things.
Yeah, I've definitely tried to go down that road, and I mean, we can sit in a room for 3 or 4 hours and he won't say a word.
Well, when, I'm not talking about a technique that you want to apply so that you see results. I mean,
okay.
to actually adopt the attitude of, I'm going to be more unconditional, because in fact, that can't help but help you as well. I'm going to be more unconditional here and give him an opportunity just to be right where he is, and see if that does not yield at least some movement in terms of him opening up a bit more.
Okay, Kent, this is...
Thank you for your time. I know you have other callers. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Kent. Thanks for listening, and do call again.
Thanks again, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So, Isaiah, let's start, before we go back, I really want to start understanding, you know, like some of the techniques and stuff that you use, that you can you share with our audience?
Certainly. Actually, over the last half dozen years or so over at the... Ed Gould, the village over there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing or facilitating empowerment courses over there. And they go on perhaps maybe once or twice a month over there. And if you check out their website, you'll find out through the Learning Curve program when Isaiah McGee is teaching some classes over there. And so I've been doing that for the last 6 months. And one of the reasons why I really love teaching over there is because most of my clients come to me via word of mouth. And so quite often I attract clients that have some relative idea or sense of perhaps what my approach might be to empowerment. However, when I am in the community over at the Learning Curve there, that attracts people of all backgrounds and all perspectives. I love being able to find that common ground, because all of us want to live the most authentic life that we can. And so the opportunity I have over there at the Learning Curve is to really meet people where they are and to empower them from that context and to really encourage them to recognize that how they've shown up is exactly who they need to be.
I want folks that are listening to know, you know, the varied amount of issues that we might all have that, you know, it seems like you can help folks figure stuff out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what kind of issues do you actually deal with? I mean...
Well, you know what's really interesting about that question? The reality is that all of our issues are common, if you will. However, the lens or the prism that we look through them through may be from our identification with our culture or our sexuality or our gender or that kind of thing. So essentially what I find myself addressing, people being free of how they've been conditioned based on how they've been raised, based on what their experiences have been. Because what I always remind people of is that there is this intuitive navigator in everybody. There's an intuitive navigator, and you don't need to label it or give it a name or anything like that, but there is that in us. And so what I do is that whatever seems to be hindering that, if it's something to do with your sexuality, if it's something to do with relationships, if it's something to do with your health, whatever is hindering what is authentic from expressing itself through you, then what I do is I'm able to reflect back to people what allows them to let go of their conditioning. So essentially what I do is that I will give them a lot of fundamental things about life that don't change. There are things about life that don't change in terms of, I mean, I get as simple as things grow out, they don't grow in. So clearly life essentially is for us because things want to work. And so to start from something that basic and that simple kind of knocks people out of the idea that you have to have a particular perspective or a belief system or anything like that in order to empower your life. The reality is that life itself fundamentally wants to work. And so I apply that same perspective, if you will, whether someone's dealing with a specific relationship issue or someone's dealing with a health challenge or they're dealing with a career dynamic. I apply that same dynamic is that first and foremost, there is something about you that wants to work.
And as your quote says, one of your quotes from your website I visited says, it's written as, I invite you to give yourself the opportunity to discover that you are the best place to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if I may use a adage that is familiar from the black culture, is, and that is an old saying that says, God don't make no junk. And so, and what that essentially means is that who you've shown up to be is exactly what was ordered. And so one of the things I love reminding people of is that whoever your parentage is, that was life's very ingenious way of bringing two people together so that mix would create you. And so my focus on that is that you come, Cahil Gibran says this in his book, The Prophet, that you come through your parents, but not from them. You come through them, but not from them. And essentially what that means is that who you are is by a design, if you will, an ultimate design, if you will, and that your parentage, as much as our societal construct about that, places significant emphasis on that. The reality is that they are merely a cosmic convenience, if I may use that term. Okay. You know, and this has nothing to do with our love for, you know, our parents or our relatives, but they are really the means by which you're here. And okay. So that's what I mean by you're the best place to be because you're not an accident in the greater scheme of things.
Okay, we've got about a minute to wrap up. So folks can come to you privately. They don't have to feel like they have to release all their stuff, whatever that might be, in a group setting.
No, in fact, the majority of my work is in the private.
Okay. Well, listeners, and I would like to thank Isaiah McGee for coming in and sharing with us some of his perspective on us and on how we as individuals can live more positive lives.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. This has been great.
You're welcome. You have to come back and join us.
I look forward to it.
Back to y'all, folks.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Isaiah, thank you very much.
Thank you.